Soundpoint 6.
This area is Cornhill, and the entrance to the Castle Quay shopping centre was built as a corn exchange in 1857. A rival to the Marketplace Corn Exchange, neither of them were successful. The statue on top is Ceres, the corn goddess. The original had its head blown off in a gale at the turn of the century. It was replaced in 1981 by public subscription. One of the chief people who organised the subscription was Frank Miles, his nickname Kitty. He was a worker at the aluminium factory, a special constable, and could often be seen at Banbury Spencer Football Club in this role. As to why he was called Kitty, he was a big fundraiser, maybe this was it, but we don't really know. A Banbury character.
Here we are facing this magnificent frontage of the corn exchange.
Two corn exchanges that were built, and they both opened at the same time, 1857. And it stood on the ground of the Vine Tavern. They knocked the vine down to build the corn exchange. And then, of course, when it closed, they turned it back into the vine.
And I remember it as the vine, there was a huge room at the back. People could take their children in, which they did quite a lot, and it was known all over Banbury. You could go in and have your pint or your half pint or your Guinness, and the mothers would take the children in as well. And it had a back way out into Castle Street.
It was a massive place, and they say that there was a lot of cellars underneath.
And on our left, the immediately adjacent to the vine, was the Plough Inn. And it had an archway that you went through straight into the pub itself. And I went there with an uncle 50-odd years ago. To the left of that, we have the bank, which was Gillett's Bank. After that closed, there was St John's Ambulance had it for many years. And I also attended first aid courses in there, in that building. And the passageway goes through, right through into Castle Street. And I remember as a young chap, some of us had got our pennies together and we bought a bottle of wine and one of us dropped it in that area there.
If you look over to the left, there's a big house, castle house.
It was known as Pie Corner, but we don't really know why that was.
In 1851, there was a Dr. Douglas. And Dr. Douglas had a fine garden out the front and he could see the old town hall, but he wanted something nice to look at closer to. So we had these two beautiful red buildings built.
Beautiful houses, and the brickwork is all crisscross pattern. It's magnificent to look at. The nearest one was a pub called the Castle Vaults, and that brings back many memories to me because it was run by Harry Ash and Madge Ash for many years, and he was a teacher at the Technical College and I was one of his students, and we all used to dash down as soon as the college was finished and we used to play cards to the late hours. Well, in actual fact, I have particular affection for Castle House because I was born there in 1936. Nurse Pierce, she was a well-known lady that brought many people into the world in the Banbury area. I suspect, and I have heard of this, that the castle moat came right round here and ended up almost in this area, either here or the side of Castle House as well. It's all connected to the castle. They suspect that a lot of the stone in Castle House actually came from the castle, so that would account why it was given that name.
Here in the town of Banbury,